They sat in silence in the wreckage of the evening in front of two plates of unwanted food, and she thought that she might cry.
"Well, this is going well,"
he said and tossed down his napkin. She wanted to go home. She would skip dessert, forget the party. He clearly didn't want her there anyway. And go home. Maybe Ian would be back, kind and considerate and in love with her, and they could sit and talk or just cuddle up and watch TV.
"So,"
his eyes were scanning the room as he spoke,
"how's the teaching?"
"It's fine, Dexter," she scowled.
What have I done?"
he replied indignantly, eyes snapping back to her. She spoke levelly. "If you're not interested, don't ask."
"I am interested, it's just..."
He poured himself more wine.
I thought you were meant to be writing some book or something."
"I am writing some book or something, but I have to earn a living. And also, more to the point, I enjoy it, Dexter, and I'm a bloody good teacher."
"I'm sure you are. It's just, well, you know the expression, those who can..."
Emma's mouth fell open. "Stay calm." "No, I'm not familiar with it, Dexter. Tell me, what expression?"
"Well, you know."
"No, seriously, Dexter, tell me."
"It's not important."
He was starting to look sheepish. "I'd like to know. Finish the sentence. Those who can..." He sighed, a glass of wine in his hand, then spoke flatly.
"Those who can do, those who can't teach."
She spat the words. "And those who teach say, go to hell."